Classical music soloists must spend a lot of time practicing their instruments. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis discovered, some stars are connecting with fans in ways beyond the concert hall.
Pianist Jonathan Biss, who appears with orchestras all over America and Europe, is also the author of two e-books, Beethoven Shadow and A Pianist Under the Influence. He says writing allows him to engage with music in a different way.
When you practice along with the imaginative parts of the work, there is the reality of hours and hours of repetition. And I find that having another outlet opens some windows which maybe sometimes risk getting shut in the course of the work I do, you know, preparing for the concerts. But at the same time, I don't draw a huge distinction between them. I mean, I also teach, I play, I write, and they're just different forms of engaging with music.
Violinist Hilary Hahn has been recording and performing on major concert stages since her teens. Among other things, she also writes an online journal, produces a YouTube channel, and interviews colleagues.
The different types of people who work in music and why. You see people on stage, but there's a lot that leads to someone being on a stage in the first place. And also the behind-the-scenes people, the administrators. So it's just a fun way for me to introduce that side of things that I see every day.
This Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra Concert broadcast on WRTI features Jonathan Biss playing Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 13. The program also includes music by Brahms and Elgar.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.